Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today as we continue our march toward the 2019 Oklahoma State FFA Convention. Ahead of the convention, the state stars were judged on the 1st of April in Stillwater. Four categories, five areas in each of those four categories, ag production, agribusiness, agriscience, and now today, and this week, we're looking at the star farmers or ag production. Today, we wind up our presentation of our area stars in the ag production category as we hear from Rio Bonham of the Medill FFA chapter. Rio is your Southeast area star in ag production.
Tell me about your farm program, Rio.
Well, I run a small cow-calf operation of Angus cattle. I've used red Angus from my family's ranch in Wyoming, and I've integrated using a black Angus bull to really kind of increase marketability here. So that's what I really pride myself on is quality genetics over quantity.
So tell me a little bit about the strategy as far as your production side and some of the things you've learned, some of the production techniques you've had to pick up to be successful.
Well, I've learned that preventative management is a lot more successful than reactionary. You know, making sure that you have that vaccination program in place, that you have that parasite control program in place, so that you're not having to deal with the negative consequences later on.
So with that in mind, you said quality over quantity. Well, tell me about your marketing plans.
Well, I like to sell to anybody that, you know, is looking for an Angus calf, whether it's for their particular herd, maybe they're wanting to incorporate some quality genetics. I've had a couple people come up and talk about using some of my calves for show stock, so things like that. And if they don't sell there, then I'll just sell them at the sale barn.
Tell me about what did you start with as far as the herd is concerned, and what's the herd look like today?
I started with three cows, and now I'm up to nine cows that I use regularly, and I kind of outsource sometimes if I need to, but I have nine cows that I use consistently now.
Alrighty. So tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
I mean, when people ask me what do I do in FFA, I say pretty much everything, you know. I've had this SAE. I love to do speeches. I do the environmental science career development event. I've been the president of my chapter for the past 2 years, so I really just try and get involved as I can through FFA.
What do you do as a chapter president to encourage those younger members?
I really like to, you know, not only talk to them and show them all the different opportunities that I found through FFA, but also kind of just try and lead by example. I make sure I'm at all the activities that we do and try to be as involved as I can be so that I can get out what I need to get out of FFA, but also show the younger members that there are all these wonderful opportunities out there.
What's the plan after graduation from high school?
This fall, I'm going up to Oklahoma State University in Stillwater, and I'm going to major in biosystems and agricultural engineering with the environmental science focus. I want to really focus on how we can improve our watershed and figure out better agricultural practices that not only give that the producer that increased yield that they need, but also make sure that we're environmentally sustainable.
Thanks, Rio. Rio Bonham from the Medill FFA chapter. Rio is your Southeast area star in ag production. A reminder, you can go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, click on the Blue Green Gazette, and there you'll find the profiles of all the area stars for 2019. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.